他告诉我们，耶和华神成了我们的救主。
It means the Lord has become our savior.
人还要称他为以马内利，就是神与人同在。
And he is called Emmanuel, which means God is with man.
当耶稣出生的时候，天使在天上高声的赞美说。
When Jesus was born, they were angels exclaiming.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。在地上愿平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Glory to the God which is in highest, and peace to men who are on the earth.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的福音朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters and gospel friends.
如果没有基督，我们人就没有真正的平安和喜乐。
Without Christ, we cannot have this eternal peace and joy.
这位本有神形象的神耶稣。
Jesus, who had the form of God.
他情愿为了拯救我们离开天上的荣耀宝座。
He left the throne in heaven in order to save us.
他来到地上为我们死，且死在十字架上。
He came to the earth and died for man and died on the cross.
他的身体为我们掰开，他的血为我们流出。
His body was broken for us and his blood shed for us.
他流出的宝血洗净我们身上一切的罪。
His precious blood had cleansed all our sins.
这是一个何等的救恩！
What a great salvation.
所以当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，我们实在是心被恩感。
So when we sing this hymn, we are touched by his salvation.
我们思想我们所自己所得救的故事。
When we think of our story of salvation,
我们也巴不得圣灵今天能够在这里做他奇妙的拯救的工作。
And we hope that the Holy Spirit will once again do the wonderful work here among us.
如果在这里今天在座的有还没有信主的福音朋友们，
If there are still friends who are yet to believe in Jesus Christ,
我们知道你今天来到这里不是偶然。
We know that you come here, it is not by chance.
巴不得圣灵能够抓住你的心。
We hope that the Holy Spirit will grab your heart.
打开你里边的眼睛，让你认识我们有一位真正爱我们的救主。
And open up your inner eyes so that you can see this real true God who saves us.
那就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
我们今天是一个世人所大家公认的一个圣诞节。
You know, today is Christmas Day.
12月25号。
The Christmas Day, December the 25th.
你知道世人大家都欢天喜地的互送礼物啊。
You know, the people in this world, they exchange presents.
吃喝快乐。
They eat and they drink and be merry.
那小孩子也只非常熟悉这个圣诞老人。
I'm sure that the little kids they're familiar with the Santa Claus.
你知道很多的小孩子都看到圣诞老人都非常的高兴。
You know many kids they like the Santa Claus.
因为他会送给你很多的礼物，很多的糖果。
Because you can receive a lot of presents and lollies from this Santa.
其实我告诉你，圣诞节从来就和圣诞老人没有半点的关系。
But let me tell you, the Christmas has nothing to do with Santa Claus.
圣诞老人我也不知道是从哪里来的。
And I don't know who invented this Santa Claus.
其实历史的考证，圣诞节也不在12月25号。
And according to his historical records, the Christmas doesn't fall on December the 25th.
但是不要紧，我们就借着这样一个世人所公认的日子，一个节日，我们将福音传开了。
But never mind, the Lord has used this holiday, the Christmas day, to preach His gospel.
圣诞节顾名思义就是要纪念一个圣人的诞生。
The Christmas, as we relate to the name in Chinese, it means it is to remember a saint, a holy man who was born.
他的诞生与众人不同。
His birth is so different from everyone else in this world.
那他的诞生到底有什么？究竟有什么意义呢
？So what's the significance of this holy man's birth?
我相信在座的很多弟兄姊妹都已经非常熟悉耶稣基督降生的故事。
I believe a lot of brothers and sisters are familiar with the story of Jesus' birth.
但是为着在座的福音朋友，我想我们大家一起再来复习一下。
But for the sake of the gospel friends, let's revisit this story.
我们好不好读一处的圣经，马太福音1章18到25节。
Shall we turn our Bible to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1?
马太福音1章18到25节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25.
我们好不好大家一起来读。
When you find it, shall we read together?
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵生的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，称他的名为以马内利。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。这里很清楚，马太告诉我们，
Matthew told us，
耶稣基督不像普通人。
Jesus Christ was no normal man，
是夫妇结合以后，然后母亲就生下这个孩子。
Who was a baby produced by mom and dad together？
圣经明明地告诉我们，
The Bible tells us clearly，
耶稣在地上肉身的母亲玛利亚，那时与他的未婚夫约瑟订了婚。
The biological mom, Mary, of Jesus, Mary, was engaged to Joseph.
但还没有出嫁，她就从圣灵怀了孕。
But they have not come together, and he was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
你知道约瑟和玛利亚是当时很正经的，都出自很正经的人家。
You know, both Mary and Joseph come from two decent families, very traditional.
他们是敬畏神的人。
They are godly men and women.
约瑟是个讲义气的人，想给未婚妻一点面子。
Joseph was a righteous man, and he wanted to save some face for his fiance.
所以愿意呢，私下里就与她分手，暗暗的分手。
So he intended to divorce her quietly.
但是正在这时，天使在梦中就向他显现。
Just at that time, the angel of the Lord appeared to him.
告诉他真相说，大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕。
Appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid.
只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。
Take Mary home as your wife.
因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Because what was conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
并且天使也告诉她，这个出生的婴孩所肩负的一个神给她的重任。
Also, the angel told him, this baby has a very great mission that God has committed to him.
这是我们刚才所读的一句经文，就是说他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Which is in verse 21 that we just read. He will save his people from their sins.
天使怕约瑟不相信。
And the angel is afraid that Joseph wouldn't believe.
然后又指明这个婴孩的出生是为了应验旧约在旧约里边先知的预言。
The angel pointed out that this took place is in order to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet.
我们知道在以赛亚书，旧约以赛亚书七章十四节里这样说道。
We know that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7 and verse 14.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头。
In book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign.
必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
翻出来的意思就是神与我们同在。
The meaning of Emmanuel is God with us.
这样一来的话，约瑟就毫不犹豫地娶过玛利亚来。
Upon this, Joseph took Mary as his wife.
就成为耶稣基督在肉身名义上的父亲。
Joseph became the father of, of Jesus on the earth.
使孩童耶稣能够成长在一个父母双全的敬虔的之家。
So that the child Jesus could grow up in a godly family.
所以耶稣的出生，严格的意义上讲，不是诞生，而是降生。
So strictly speaking, Jesus' birth is not born from man, but descended from heaven.
你知道后人往往把一个伟大的人的出生呢，叫做诞生。
As you know, for Chinese people, we call when a great person is born, we call his birth.
这个词听上去好像是为了区别于普通大众人的出生啊，有点不一样。
This word is to differentiate from the normal birth from other people.
但是你知道耶稣和任何人都不同。
But our Lord Jesus is different from any other people in the world.
因为他不是人，他是神。
Because he is not just man, he is God.
耶稣是神从天上来到地上，来到人间。
Jesus is God descending from heaven to earth.
他来到人间取了一个婴孩的样式。
He came to the world.Taking the form of a baby.
耶稣是真神的儿子，降世在人间。
Jesus is truly the Son of God who descended onto the earth.
他成为一个人的样式，所以他能够体会我们做人的喜怒哀乐。
Because he became a man, he could share man's feeling and sorrows and joy.
他能够尝尽人世间的酸甜苦辣。
He's tasted all kinds of feelings and sufferings for the man in the world.
人世间的世故人暖。
All the cold and warm, all the feelings in this world.
所以请福音朋友们想一想，在这世上有哪一位神明像耶稣那样曾经降临到地上来？
So I ask the gospel friends to think about it. In this world, there are so many gods. Which God descended from heaven to earth?And become a man just like what Jesus did.
从来没有。
Never.
也请大家想一想，世界上有哪一位神明曾经来到地上，甚至被政府作为囚犯来杀害呢？
Also want to ask you, which God ever that came to the earth and was arrested as a prisoner, executed by the government?
也从来没有。
Never.
有没有想过，世界上有哪一位神明爱人类爱到一个地步？他愿意代替我们做替罪羔羊。
Which God ever loved the world so much that is willing to die, become a scapegoat for the people in the world?
用自己无罪的生命来换取神对有罪人类的一个赦免。
Redeemed the life of people for all the sinners in the earth.
从来没有过。
Never.
因为在世界上，在宇宙中，只有一位神。
Because in this world,In the universe, there is only one true God.
那就是我们所相信的主耶稣基督。
That is the Jesus the Christ whom we believe.
我们人类从起初就是他所造的。
We men who were created by him from the very beginning.
他看我们如同自己的儿女。
He treated us like his own child.
但是自从人类始祖亚当夏娃犯罪以后。
But ever since our forefathers, Adam and Eve, sinned against God.
从此世世代代的人就满了与生俱来的一个罪性。
Ever since then, the man from generation to generation is with the sinful nature.
圣经说，这个罪若不急着流血，就不能得赦免。
The Bible says, without blood, without the shedding of blood, sin there is no remission of the sin.
我们知道神是如此的爱我们。
We know that God loves us so much.
就在公元的时候，他亲自道成肉身。
2000 years ago, God became flesh.
来解决这个罪的问题。
To resolve the problem of sin.
为要永远的拯救世人。
In order to save the people forever.
如果耶稣只是人，他不是神。
If Jesus was only a man and not a God.
那他如何能够从天而降？如何能够骑着圣灵的怀孕在童女的身体里面呢？
Then how could he descend from heaven? How could he be born of a virgin?
那么我们再从圣经的另外一处看见耶稣降世的那一个晚上有什么特别的事发生呢？
Let's read another passage of the Bible to see what happened on the night that Jesus was born.
我们来看路加福音二章一到十七节。
Shall we turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 1 to 17?
路加福音二章一到十七节。
So Luke chapter 2, 1 to 17.
我们大家一起读。
When you find it, please read together.
当那些日子，该撒亚古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居尼流做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间安着根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使认这孩子的话传开了。我们在这里看见耶稣降生的当晚。
Here we see on the night that Jesus was born.
有天使报信给夜间在野地里牧羊人。
There were angels passing the messages to the shepherds in the field.
所以啊，从这里一个这一句话里边，我们可以看见，圣诞节不可能在12月25号。
So from this we can see the Christmas cannot fall on December.
因为你知道12月份在中东以色列地是冬季。
Because December is the winter season in the Middle East, the land of Israel.
晚上怎么可能在野地里有牧羊人呢？
How can shepherds be living out in the fields?
所以在这里天使告诉牧羊人的记号，他们也找到了。
So here, when the angels told the shepherds the sign,The shepherds went and found Jesus.
就是一个包着布的婴孩卧在马槽里。
Which is a baby wrapped up and lying in the manger.
那天使和一大队的天兵在天上去赞美神。
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel and praising God.
因为他们知道人类的救主降生了。
Because they knew this is the savior of all mankind, and he is born.
堕落的人类从此有了希望。
Now the fallen people has a hope.
并且这个大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And also this great news is related to everyone in this world.
也就是说，它不单单与当时在罗马殖民统治下的以色列民族有关。
Which is to say, this great news is not only related to the people living under the Roman reign regime.
它与全世界各民族。各个国家各民族都有重大的关系。
This good news is related to all generations and all nations in this world.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为不但犹太人需要获救，
Because
所有的人类都需要被拯救。
Not only the Jews needs to be saved, all mankind needs to be saved.
不但国家民族政权需要被解放，
Not only the government, the country, the regime needs to be liberated.
更重要的是，人类一个犯罪的心灵更需要被释放、被赦免。
But all the more important, the sinful nature, the heart of man need to be released.
当弥赛亚国度来临的时候
When the kingdom of Messiah has come,
我们不但能够从表面上外边能够看见人民的安居乐业
Not only will we be able to see out from outward that everyone living peace,
其实更重要的是人心首先是焕然一新
But more importantly, people will have a new heart,
因为罪与死亡再没有权势
Because the sin and death has no longer any power over man.
我们人人尊主为大，以主为乐。
Everyone under the release will honor the God.
我们尊崇我们的主为万主之主，万王之王。
All mankind will call the Lord of all lords and King of all kings.
但是，请你想一想，如果没有赎罪祭，哪里有赎罪呢？
But can you believe this? If there is not the sacrificial lamb.How can the sacrifice, how can the remission of the sin be?
如果没有赎罪，哪里会有赦免呢？
Without the sacrifice, where can we find the forgiveness?
如果没有被赦免，哪里会有平安和喜乐呢？
Without the forgiveness, how can you find the peace and joy?
这是为什么当人类的救主耶稣基督降生的时候。
This is why when the Savior of mankind is born,
天使在那里高声赞美说
All the angels are praising God in heaven.
在至高之处荣耀归于神
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人
And on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
所以弟兄姊妹亲爱的福音朋友
Brothers and sisters and dear gospel friends,
今天当世人在那里高唱圣诞快乐和铃儿响叮当的时候
when all the world is celebrating the Christmas singing jingle jingle bells,
他们知道为什么真的我们为什么要快乐吗
Do they really know why we're rejoicing here?
是那些礼物糖果是那些 party 吗
Is it because all the presents, the parties?
是我们人很容易被这些世界的潮流所拖拉着去。
It's true that man is very easy to go with the flow, the currents of this worldly fashion.
我从小生活在中国。
I was born in China.
我们小时候是不大谈到圣诞节的。
And when I grew up, we know nothing about Christmas.
但是因为我从小生活在基督徒家庭，我们知道有圣诞节，圣诞那一天，但不在十二月二十五号。
But because I grew up in a Christian family, I know this.Christmas, but it doesn't fall on December the 25th.
那当我最近回去以后，每一年我们看见在中国圣诞节热闹的不得了。
Now when I go back to China, every year I can see that there were so many noises, so much celebration going on around on the Christmas day.
大家吃啊，喝啊，唱啊，跳啊，到处都是 party.
Eat a lot, drink a lot, and party a lot.
我就在想问一件事情，不知道大家为什么这样快乐？他们好像就觉得哦，这是世人西方国家所定的一个节期，所以我们大家跟着一起。
I really want to ask, why are you so joyful? And I can guess that this is because they're following the Western tradition, the Western culture, because everyone else is happy and marrying and they follow the suit.
其实我们在外边唱啊跳，但是我们 miss 了，我们错过了一个真正圣诞节的意义。
But even if you appear to be happy outwardly with singing and dancing,But you're missing the true significance of this Christmas.
人，我们互相馈送的礼物，真的并不是那么重要。
It is not so much important for men to exchange presents with each other.
最重要的，神为我们人类所预备的一个真正的礼物。
The most important present is from God, who is prepared for all mankind.
而你知道吗？神已经给了我们。
Do you know?God has already given that present to us.
那就是救主耶稣。
That is the Savior Jesus Christ.
那就是两千多年前躺在那个马槽里的婴孩。
The baby who lied in the manger 2,000 years ago.
他能救我们脱离罪恶的权势。
Only He can save us from the reign of the sin.
脱离魔鬼的咒诅。
Deliver us from the curse of the Satan.
因着他的降生，因着他的死。
Because of his birth and because of his death,
能够救我们脱离死亡的刑罚。
We're delivered from the punishment of death.
所以，亲爱的福音朋友
，Dear gospel friends,
巴不得圣灵今天能够打开你心里的眼睛。
We really hope that the Holy Spirit will open up your mind.
我们放下我们自己所以为所认识的。
Let's lay down whatever we hold as treasure.
我们就给神这样一个机会，我们愿意将我们的心门打开。
Let us give a chance to God.To open up our inner heart,
来接受这一位救主，做你个人的救主。
To receive this savior, to be your personal savior.
我印象很深，从小的时候我就记得圣经上有一句话。
I remember that there is a word in the Bible.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，才知道美善。
Taste and you know how sweet is His grace.
如果你还没有信主，巴不得你抓住这个机会。来尝尝主恩的滋味。
If you haven't believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, I really hope that you will grab this opportunity to come and taste His grace.
你知道主要赐给我们的是世人所夺不走的平安和喜乐。
The thing that the Lord wants to give you is the peace and joy that no one else can grab out of you.
我们已经不是孩子了，我们在世界上多多少少也有一点经历。
We're no longer children. We're no longer young children. We more or less has experienced something in this world.
我们知道在地上，其实在做人这个过程中是有很多的苦难。
We know living in this world, we have to go through many hardships and difficulties.
在人生中会经历许多的难处。
We encounter many hardships.
但是我们已经信主的弟兄姊妹都可以跟你交通一件事。
We who have already believed can share with you one thing.
我们就有一位救主，我们有一个安稳之处。
Because this Savior that we believe in, we have a secure place.
当我们在苦难中，我们可以回到他的里边。
When we go through troubles, we can go back to our Savior.
圣经说他是我们的安慰者。
The Bible says He is our comforter.
他赐给我们意外的平安。
He will give us this peace that is beyond us.
早在耶稣诞生800多年前，犹太国的先知以赛亚就预言，将来有一位婴孩要出生。
So early 800 years before Jesus was born, there's a prophet in the country of Judah who prophesied that there will be a baby who's going to be born.
他要成为救世主和君王。
He will become the savior of the whole world, and he will become a king.
圣经上说，应有一婴孩为我们而生。有一子赐给我们。
The Bible says there is a baby going to be born for us, a son that will be given to us.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
He will carry the government.
他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。这个婴孩历世历代被犹太人所仰望。
This is the baby that all the Jewish people have been looking up to through generation to generation.
他们一直盼望这个弥赛亚，他们的君王来的时候，是好像一个民族英雄，是英勇无比的。
They always imagine that when this Messiah has arrived, he is like a hero for the nation, and he is brave and he fights.
因为他肩负着解放整个犹太人以色列民族的一个重任。
Because he has carried a mission.To release and liberate the whole nation of Jude.
会领导他们打败任何一个国家的铁蹄统治。
He will lead them to fight against any other country who were trying to invade them.
有神迹奇事随着他。
And he will come with miracles.
但是800年以后，这位君王悄悄地来到人间。
But after 800 years, when this king arrived, he arrived quietly.
很出人意外的，他不是以君王的身份来到人间。
And out of expectation, he doesn't arrive as a king or a warrior.
他是一个木匠的儿子。
He is a son of a carpenter.
他也不是诞生在王宫里。
He's not born in the palace.
而是降生在一个非常贫寒客店的马槽里。
But he's born in the manger of a very small inn.
他一生的传道没有枕头的地方。
He preached all his life and doesn't have a sleeping place.
他广行神迹，但是人不尊重他。
He performed the miracles, but people disrespect him.
你知道他的神迹和他的教训都非常清楚、明明地告诉我们，他就是神所差来的那一位。
All his teachings and miracles clearly send a message to us that he is the one that God has sent.
但是他却被宗教的领袖因着嫉妒而被杀害。
But he was killed by the religious leaders out of jealousy.
就好像腓立比书上所说的。
Just like the book of Philippians says.
他本有神的形象。
He being in the very nature God.
却不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
Did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant.
成为人的样式。
Being made in human likeness.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death. Even death on the cross.
我们刚才所读到的，在以赛亚书的那个预言，那里说到说，那政权必担在他的肩头上。那个预言几时才能得到应验呢？
The prophecy we just read about, written by Isaiah, when will that prophecy be fulfilled?
那全能的神，永在的父，和平的君的称呼又几时才能够实现呢？
The Almighty God, Eternal Father, when will this be fulfilled?
感谢主，耶稣第一次来了，不是做王。
Praise God, when Jesus came the first time, he wasn't the king.
他乃是做仆人，他不是大卫的狮子，乃是受苦的羔羊。
He was a servant, and he was not the line of David, but the suffering lamb.
我们信主的人还一直盼望着说，第二次我们的主还要再回来。
We all the believers is hoping that for the second time our Lord will return.
他要迎接他的心腹，就是他所爱的教会。
He is to receive his bride, which is the church whom he loves.
他要奖赏他忠心的仆人。
He is to reward his servants.
打败仇敌，得胜作王，直到永远。
Conquer all the enemies, overcome them, and become the king.
第一次他来，他是来救赎。第二次他来，他是要来审判。
The first time he came, he is to save. But the second time he will come, he is to judge.
到那个时候就再没有悔改的机会了。
And it would be too late, by then.
所以，亲爱的福音朋友们，今天你如果能够来到这里，实在不是偶然的机会。
The fact that you turn up here, it is not by chance.
现在实在是末世的时候。
Now is the last day.
主的脚步越来越近了。
The Lord's step is very near.
你知道每天我们通过媒介可以听到或者看见，到处都是灾难、凶杀。
Through media and news, every day we can hear about disasters, murders, killings everywhere.
国与国、民与民之间常常有战争。
Nation fight against nations, wars going on.
气候天象也常常出现反常，一年胜过一年。
Weather and climate changes and It's getting worse and worse every year.
人心也败坏，坏到极处。
Man's heart is crooked and wicked.
所以你知道，我们从心里来说，我们真的不知道明天和意外哪一个先来。
To be honest, we never know tomorrow and accident which one will arrive first.
所以我们实在要对你说，快信耶稣。
So I really want to urge you, come and believe Jesus.
他是唯一的救主。
He is the only God.
因为耶稣能够救我们这些他所造的。
Only Jesus can save those who he created.
他爱我们，他为我们降生。
He loves us and he was born for us.
他曾经为你和我死过，三天以后又复活了。
He also died for you and me.After 3 days, he resurrected.
他升上高天，与父神同坐。
He ascended into heaven and sit with the Father in heaven.
他临走以前，曾经告诉他的门徒说：“不要忧伤。”
Before he departed from the world, he told his disciples, "Do not be worried."
他去天上是为门徒，为我们这些信他的人预备地方去。
He is going to heaven to prepare a place for all the believers.
预备了妥当以后，他还回来再接我们。
Once everything is prepared and be ready, he will come back to take us.
所以，亲爱的朋友，我想问你，你愿意成为信耶稣、耶稣的门徒吗？
So, dear friends, I want to ask you, are you willing to follow him and be his disciples?
你现在信他，将来也会去那一个地方。
If you believe in him now, you will go to that place too.
但是如果你错过这个机会，
But if you miss this opportunity,
那只有地狱的永火等着你。
There's only the fire in the hell that awaits you.
你千万不要觉得我在这里是恐吓大家，因为这是圣经上告诉我们。
I'm trying to terrify you, but this is the true words from the Bible.
在地狱里，虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
The Bible says, in the hell, the worm never dies, and the fire was never quenched.
主耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the life, the way, and the truth.
只有藉着他，我们可以来到父神的面前。
Only through him can we come before God.
这实在是一个何等宝贵的救恩。
What a wonderful and precious salvation.
巴不得我们都能够珍惜这个救恩，珍惜今天这一个机会。
That everyone here will treasure this opportunity and treasure this salvation.
他愿意救你，但是你愿意吗？
He is willing to save you, but are you willing?
你愿意接受他为你自己个人的救主吗？
Are you willing to be saved by him and receive him as your personal savior?
你可能会说，你怎么知道他愿意救我？
Maybe you said.You ask, how do you know that he's willing to save me?
因为他用行动证明了。
Let me tell you, he has proved this with his action.
早在2000多年前，他为你我死在十字架上。
Because 2,000 years ago, he died for you and me on the cross.
他的手和脚为你的罪，为你我的罪被钉在十字架上。
His hands, his feet were pierced through on the cross.
他为了救我们，赐给我们新的生命。
In order to save us, He's given us a new life.
使你这一生不再受魔鬼的辖制。
So that you will no longer be controlled by the Satan.
使我们能够永远的从罪里被释放出来。
So that we can forever be released from the bondage of sin.
所以巴不得圣灵继续对我们的心说话。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to our hearts.
我实在希望在座的弟兄姊妹们和福音朋友们特别愿意能够思想我们在今天有这样一位爱我们的主。
I pray that all the believers and gospel friends will ponder on this precious Lord that we have.
我们能不能对他的爱有一个回应？
Shall we respond to his love?
我们一同低头祷告。
Shall we pray together?
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们人的话会停在这里。
Man's words will stop.
我们实在求你的圣灵不停止你拯救的工作。
We ask that your Holy Spirit will never cease the work of salvation.
主，我们实在知道说末世，我们实在是处在一个末世的时代。
Lord, we know that we're living in the end days.
你回来的脚步近了。
You're coming back soon.
主啊，如果在座的还没有认识你的福音朋友，
If there were gospel friends who have yet to believe in you and know you,
巴不得你的圣灵不放过他们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to catch them.
主啊，你知道，我们实在从心里说，知道说你是救主。
We know from our heart that Jesus, Lord, you are our Savior.
你曾经拯救了我们，巴不得今天你一样也拯救还没有相信你的。
Once upon a time, you saved us.And we pray that today you will also save those who have yet to believe in you.
让我们能够成为你的儿女，一生过一个蒙福的道路。
So that we all can be your children and live for you and walk on the way of your blessing.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
愿你祝福你自己的教会。
May you bless your own church.
愿你的名被高举。
May your name be exalted.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.